The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Hi, this is Bill Barwick, and you're listening to Clear Out West with Jim and Andy Nelson, or if you'd prefer, Andy and Jim Nelson. Either way, the three of us appreciate the fact you're listening. Thanks so much.
That's right, Bill Barwick. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio
the
Show,
voice.
And you've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What do you have this week?
Hunting season has started.
Oh, here it is. You can tell by all the hunters who haven't touched their horses' hooves for a year.
Will you shoe my horse?
Yes. Go ahead.
We haven't touched them, and maybe, depending on how, on your horse and on your farrier, you still got the same shoe rattling around from last year.
You may have. I'm telling you what.
Shame on you.
Yeah,
shame on you, and don't expect miracles.
Well, we hate to stereotype hunters, but we're going to.
We're going to anyway.
Yeah, right? Because they are so bad.
Well, and very predictable.
Absolutely. And I'm going hunting tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the kicker.
Yeah. I'm going hunting tomorrow. Can you come put some shoes on my horse? not just no. But yeah.
Yeah, what he said.
What he said, right. All right. Give him some advice.
Don't expect miracles.
Yep.
You can only do so much.
Right.
And if there's a lot of stuff that needs corrected, it's not going to happen at once.
And it's probably going to cost you.
And it will
It's going to cost you. Yeah. You know, a lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine.
That's correct.
Yes. All right. That is some great information there, big fella.
Yeah.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, I take issue with that.
I'm going to whip you.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. No. We can't come shoe them tomorrow.
Yeah, not tomorrow.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Keep moving. I see that old boy beading in on me.
Let's do it. Yeah, that's right. Here they come.
All right.
All right, here we go. Talking about pearl clutchers. Here we go. Many Strings is riding along with us. They're singing about colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy don't sound that fun to me. It's part of my anatomy. I don't want no one to see. They clean you out real good, and they look where no one should. It ain't no way to spend your day.
What the heck's a polyp anyway?
You got me.
I up and went to see my old friend Lee. He says he's had a colonectomy. His life just ain't the way it used to be. He's lost a part of his identity.
He used to spend a lot of time alone, contemplating life upon the throne.
Now he's tethered to a bag, no doubt. We can guarantee it ain't takeout.
Colonoscopy don't sound that fun to me. It's part of my anatomy. I don't want no one to see. They clean you out real good, and they look where no one should. It ain't no way to spend your day.
What the heck's a polyp anyway?
Hey, Doc. Could you write a note for my wife saying my head is not up there?
Life without a colon ain't for me. I don't want no colonectomy.
I guess we better let 'em take a peek.
sometimes you gotta turn the other cheek. Colonoscopy don't sound that fun to me. It's part of my anatomy. I don't want no one to see. They clean you out real good, and they look where no one should. There ain't no way to spend your day.
What the heck's a polyp anyway?
Hey, Doc, you know, in Arkansas, me and you are considered legally married.
Well, there you go. If there was anybody listening, they're all gone now. Hey, whose idea was it to do pearl clutchers?
I think it came out of your mouth.
It did.
You better confess.
I apologize. I'm sorry you were offended, but not sorry for what we said.
Because it's been kind of fun.
Right. Oh, it has. And
but this song.
And it's even going to be more fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
This song spurred a memory.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, back 20 years ago.
Way back when we first started.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had to have a little filler.
We did. We didn't have any advertisers.
No.
Yeah, we didn't have any sponsors.
All we had was public service announcements.
PSAs. Yeah. Bob Rule from KPIN gave us a couple of these CDs that had PSAs on
that's
them.
That's right.
Right?
English and Spanish.
And Spanish.
Yes.
Yes. So, we started playing one PSA. We played the Spanish version
of it.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was about colonoscopies and polyp screening.
Polipo del colon.
Polipo del colon.
You guys probably don't get it. But
no,
you had to
my
there,
gracious. Oh, it was just too much fun.
We're gonna have to play.
Well,
we are gonna have to play the first show.
Who was it that asked us to play that?
Would be Glenn.
Oh, Glenn wants to hear the first one?
Absolutely.
I just can't bring myself to do it. It is so bad.
Well, we've got to be secure enough.
Well, in our manhood.
In our ability.
In our talents.
In our talents.
Okay.
Or lack thereof.
Well, there you go. More so. All right.
One of these days, he's going to weaken and he's going to play it.
I don't know. Can we just play the music and the poetry that we played on that first show?
No.
Because that was good.
That part was good.
That part was really good. I still remember the very first song we ever played on Cal Radio.
Oh,
do you remember? I do.
What
the Bar J Wranglers.
Oh.
Ride Cowboy Ride.
Ride Cowboy Ride. That,
we started out Cal Radio. This is what started everything.
I just remember Chris and Rudy playing their accordions.
Yeah, their things. Now, that wasn't
that
on the
was
first
Red
show.
Wing.
That was within the first year.
Yeah.
And Rudy also played some Italian song. That's the name of it. It's not that I'm forgetting. That's the name
title.
Of it. Yeah, that's what Rudy told me anyway. Of course, Rudy is the one who inspired that poem that I recited earlier
under pressure.
So yeah, and he's also the one that told us about the cowboy that got bucked off first thing in the morning, flipped over the windbreak fence and hooked his spurs, hung up upside down.
Help!
Yep.
Help!
Here in the distance, in the gloaming of the dawn.
What was his initials?
I'm not gonna say. Because I'll be clutching my pearls.
Yeah. You will clutch your pearls.
Yeah, they're exactly right. Yeah. Well, D.W. Grothy wrote an awesome poem.
Masterful.
Ode to Murphy's Outhouse.
That's right.
I do not have a copy of it. It is not recorded. I've been searching around, and I looked for Big Jim. the poem that he wrote.
Yeah.
Big Jim. I think I gave that to you, and I think you lost it.
Did I?
I think so.
Why did you give it to me?
I'm going to blame it on you anyway. So whether it was your fault or not.
Shame on you.
Whether it was your fault or not, I'm going to blame it on you.
Well,
so
you gave it to me, so it's
right,
your fault.
Right, so it's obviously my fault. But D.W. Grothy wrote a great great poem, Big Jim.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
all right. Wait, wait.
Wait, wait.
Wait, wait.
Wait, wait.
I have one more. Yeah. Anyway.
Along the lines of Big John.
We need to go. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial. And when we come back, Stephanie Davis, has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.